again, everyone. This is Michael Bozy, content strategist, with the second episode of this podcast. In the last episode, I talked about the audience that I serve, you know, who my clients are. And a question I get often is why authors and entrepreneurs, right? So for authors, that could be literally book authors or writers or bloggers. So I sort of think of those as the same. And then entrepreneurs, meaning startups or small businesses as well. So I have these two groups that I've sort of gravitated towards, or really have gravitated towards me and my services. All right, so what's the difference between the two of these? Well, look, to me, they're the same. And let me tell you why. Because today's authors or writers kind of need to be entrepreneurs. And small businesses kind of need to be authors, or at least content producers. And to me, of course, that's all about content and content strategy. So they kind of have the same goal, right? You're trying to build an audience. You're trying to use content as an instrument towards that. And that means you're going to be producing content. It's got to be really good content. It's got to be really valuable to your audience. It has to meet the primary objective, and the only measure by which you should be looking at your content is, was it good enough to share? If it was, then it's a success. It's a pretty rough metric, but it's a pretty good one, right? Because that means if it was valuable enough to share, that means that you helped someone in your audience solve a problem, look at something in a new way, you entertained them, educated them, inspired them, something where they thought, wow, this is really great. I need to share. It's a really good metric. And all of your content in content marketing should be trying to achieve that goal if you can. And it all starts with trying to produce some value with a generous mindset. You're doing this without an expectation of a direct return. That's one of the hallmarks of content strategy or content marketing. All right, so let's talk about the two different types of customers that I have, even though I think of them as the same. The first is authors or writers or bloggers, right? And generally what I'm trying to do is teach these folks how to be more like entrepreneurs. I have experience with this because I've been involved in a couple of early stage startups. So I know what it's like to run a business, a very small business, when you're starting with, you know, with no audience and to try to build that up. And hey, that's the same challenge that most authors or writers have, right? You are running your own business. Whether you get help from a publisher or not, it doesn't matter, right? You are the one who's in control. It's your business and you choose to hire the help, right? So you're not going to the publisher and saying, hey, will you publish my book? Can I work for you? It's really quite the opposite. It's, hey, I'm the creative. I am the one who is producing the work. Do you want to work for me? Right? That's the way to think about this in the new world. And there's benefits, to be sure, to going with a traditional publisher. It's a lot more costly for the author. When you think about the royalty arrangement, in effect, you're giving 85% away to a publisher to help you. For many authors, that calculus is well worth it for the things that a publisher does. Now, for authors who wish to retain control of what they're doing, and also who, you know, either don't get picked by a publisher or choose not to work with a publisher because they just don't feel good about giving away 85% of the receipts, you know, you may self-publish. But look, you're still going to hire some help with this. Self-publishing is kind of a misnomer because you're not going to do it by yourself. I mean, at the very least, you're going to hire an editor and probably a cover designer, unless you're good at that type of thing yourself. So in point of fact, either way, you're going to hire some help. That could be your publisher, if you think of it that way. Hey, you're running the business, you're hiring a publisher to help you, or you're going to hire independently and kind of in point of fact, run your own publishing company, but either way, you're going to get help. And that means you're running a business. And I mean, if you're hiring people, you're hiring help, and you're producing a product, I mean, to me, that means you are a small business. Now let's look at the other side, right? There's a lot of folks who I work with who are classic entrepreneurs, right? They're starting their own business with the intent to turn it into a large business, to make an impact, all the things that you would imagine that entrepreneurs and small businesses are trying to do. The thing that's interesting about this for me is that generally these folks need to kind of be more like publishers now, right? For a small player, it's incredibly hard to try to reach an audience via traditional channels. So for instance, press releases, though still a staple of the startup world, traditional advertising. I mean, these are scarce channels that tend to cost a lot to be a part of or to execute a campaign in. To me, when I look at this, I think, wow, there's this whole new world that's out there where you can reach an audience, individuals, connect with them for free now via social channels, etc. Now, of course, it's not really free because there's a time cost to it. So I don't mean to plaster over that. But the possibilities are just amazing. But here's the thing. In order to do that, in order to reach these folks, the medium by which you do that is content. Right? Social media, that's just the platform. That's just the plumbing. You need to produce content with the goal of establishing trust. So that content has to be useful enough to one, make a difference to your potential customer, and two, be compelling enough to share. And why? Because when you say it about yourself, no one's going to believe you, and they shouldn't, right? You're not exactly a disinterested party. Or at least not in the first encounter, right? Not until you've built up some trust. But here's the thing. In the hands of someone else, when someone else is talking about your business, someone else has already earned the trust of their peers, then you are golden, right? So in other words, if someone makes a recommendation to me and I trust that person and that person says that they're excited by a new product, service, or company, a new book, a new band, a new movie, a new app, whatever it is, I'm much more apt to believe that person because we've already gone through the work of establishing trust. If this is a friend, a colleague, a family member, we have that trust, right? So when someone makes a recommendation to me, that's called word of mouth marketing, and it's far more effective than anything you will be able to say about your business. So the best thing that you can do at that point is help that transaction along, right? Remove the friction. Help people, give them the language to use so that they can talk about your business. That's the purpose of content. You've got to tell a little bit about your business, tell who you are. Yes, you've got to build awareness. You've got to get it out there. But the best thing that you can do is to get people sharing stories that you create, having them use that and have that be a part of their lexicon as they go out and actually sell your business for you. I mean, this is what's amazing about this. But it's your responsibility to help with that, because if that transaction is difficult or there's a lot of friction, if I don't understand your business, if I don't understand your service, if I like you and I want to tell someone about it, but I don't have the language for it, look, that's not your customer's fault. That's your fault. And you've got to help them with that transaction. And that's what a content strategy is for. So we'll be getting into a lot more about this and digging into some details, some actual client questions and questions from our readers. That's the purpose of this podcast, to teach you how to do marketing without all the marketing, as it were, and to get out there, use a content strategy, build your audience, and enhance your business. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.